And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here at KZSU. It's Monday, it's noon, and it's time once again for the Lunch Special. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on Monday afternoons, KZSU 90.1 FM Stanford Radio. And we're here today joined by Stanford. It's a long one. Joined by Professor Margot Gerritsen. She's Associate Professor in Stanford's Department of Energy Resource Engineering and the new director of the Institute for Computational and Mathematical Engineering.
That's right.
How'd I do? Welcome to KZSU, Margo.
Thanks very much. It's wonderful to be here.
And you're from the Netherlands, and there's another way to pronounce your name. Can you do that for the folks at home?
Sure. It's Margot Gerritsen.
Cool, because I couldn't do that.
I can make it even more complicated. I can put my middle name in it.
Please do.
Margot Geertrui Gerritsen.
There you go. Cool. You need subtitles for that.
That's right.
This is great, and we're going to get into your role here at Stanford closer to the bottom of the hour. You're into energy resource engineering. I like that. That's one of my pet subjects. But the music today, is there a theme to it?
Yeah, I when I was asked to do this, I collected all my happy music, I call it, the music that I put on in the morning to get going. So The song we just heard by the Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing, is one of my favorite dance songs, and that brings me back to my teenage years, and that's always a happy memory.
And you used to dance to the Bee Gees
I still do. Whenever I play this at home, I dance in my living room, absolutely.
Very good. It's always good to be young at heart.
That's right.
And, well, that's great. We're going to hear some happy music. Let's just get to it. What do we have up next?
We have Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, one of my favorite all-time bluegrass bands.
All right.
Here's one we'd like to do for you. If you're ever down around Nashville, Tennessee, stop in the Hall of Fame, and you'll hear us sing just a little bit of this one here if you stay there long enough. If you start it out, Ronnie, we'll sing it for him, all right? Just a little thought before I'm going far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Don't forget all the promises you gave me and told. I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Please answer, little darling, tell me where you can be. It's been so long since I've seen you, your love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seemed gone.
Some bluegrass for your entertainment this afternoon. And in case you just tuned in, we have Margot Gerritsen on the air. She's in the Department of Energy Resource Engineering. And we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But bluegrass, and then it sounds like it appears that you have a very wide range of musical loves.
I love everything.
That's great. Where did you get that from? Growing up?
Growing up was mostly classical music, so I rebelled and listened to pop music in my own room. And, of course, at the time when I was growing up, there was great music. We had Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, you name it. It was all there. We had some good Dutch bands, like Golden Earring with Radar Love, which a lot of people know here. So it was a wonderful time for music, the 70s, I think.
Did you get it from the radio?
Mostly radio, yeah.
Not like today where kids get it on the internet. It's just at their fingertips. But you had to, and the radio was was pretty good where you grew up in the Netherlands?
That's right. Yeah, no, radio was fine. We listened to that almost all the time whenever we had the chance. And then I saved up my pocket money for the vinyl record from time to time.
Yeah, that's right. There was still vinyl when you were coming up.
That's right.
Wow. Do you miss it?
No, I don't. No, I love iTunes. I've got much more music now.
Makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
That's right.
What kind of music do we got coming up, Margo?
We have one of my very favorite bands. We've got Led Zeppelin coming up, Going to California.
All right.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. It was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Mein Herz brennt!
Okay, some nice, I guess it's heavy metal, hard rock music for your listening pleasure this Monday afternoon on the Lunch Special. The Lunch Special is heard every Monday from noon to 1 right here on KZSU and on streaming at kzsu.stanford.edu. And today our guest from the Department of Energy Resource and Engineering, Margo Gerritsen, or how do you say it, Margo?
Margo Gerritsen.
There you go. I like that. Margo, that was a special song you wanted to throw a special shout out to, right?
That's right. This is a song for my sister. It's by a German band that she likes a lot and I like a lot too, called Rammstein.
And where's your sister listening from?
Well, I hope she's listening. She's in Leiden in Holland.
All right.
On the internet, I hope.
So back where you grew up then, she didn't leave. She stayed
she
home?
She didn't leave. No, I'm the only one who left.
And before that, we heard from Led Zeppelin, a kind of a more acoustic thing they did.
Yeah, I love that song, Going to California. It's actually the song that got me to want to come to California.
Really?
Yeah, that and a couple of other things that I saw on TV, you know, scenes of the Golden Gate Bridge and so on. The Graduate movie was a big inspiration for me because of the California scenes. And then this song just made me want to come.
What a trip.
And I did.
Yeah, you did, and you made it. And we're going to get into some of the particulars around the bottom of the hour, but we want to touch on as much music as we can now. What do you got up next for the folks?
I've got something Brazilian for you to compensate for the heavy metal.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
É pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira.
Canga, candê,
é o matita pereira.
É madeira de vento,
da ribanceira.
É o mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando.
É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira.
Passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estresse,
é um pé.
É um gesto,
é uma prata brilhando,
é a luz. luz da manhã.
É o tijolo chegando.
É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, o estilhaço na estrada.
É o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama.
É um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã.
É um resto
de mato,
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Cobra é um pau,
é João,
é José,
é um espinho
na mão,
é um corte
no pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau,
é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho,
é um resto
de toco,
é um pouco
sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã,
é um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau,
pedra, hidro,
ida,
ol,
ponte,
corte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Badaba, badibaziza, zazaziza, azadamienha, anandede, badandede.
Il est entre dans mon cœur.
Grace Jones. Anybody remember her? Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. In case you just tuned in and you didn't know what you were hearing, this is an hour where we get a different professor or Stanford person to come in and bring their music, and we host them. I'm Bird, the host, but it's a lot of us doing this show. We want to thank our producer, Blue, for making a lot of this possible. And today, Margot Gerritsen, who's the director of the new director of the Institute for Computational and Mathematical Engineering, and also associate professor in Stanford's Department of Energy Resource Engineering.
Perfect.
Thank you. And Margot, let's talk a little bit about you real quick. You're originally from the Netherlands.
That's right.
You went to your undergrad at Delft University.
Delft University, mathematics.
You studied math, and you then went on a series, kind of a roundabout. You talked to her just a little bit ago about wanting to come to California. You fell in love with it from just seeing pictures of the Golden Gate and
that's right,
other stuff like that. Did it meet all your expectations when you got here?
Oh, you bet, absolutely. That's why I came back. You know, I got my PhD here in '96, mm-hmm. and left for 5 years and lived in New Zealand during that time. But when an opportunity arose to come back, we grabbed it and we came back.
That's great. And you spent some time in Colorado too.
Just 1 year in Colorado. After I escaped the Netherlands, as I say, went to sunnier and hillier place, mm-hmm. and that was Colorado.
How did you like Colorado?
I loved it. I missed the sea, though. I grew up very close to the sea, mm-hmm. and Colorado is a little bit far away from oceans, so I miss that, and it's better here.
Do you get a chance to get out to the ocean very much here?
I do. I do go out a lot.
It is nice being so close to it, for sure. But one of your now you're part of the actually you just got this directorship 2 weeks ago, director of the Institute of Computational and Mathematical Engineering.
Yeah,
speak a little bit about that. What is that?
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of engineering nowadays heavily relies on computer simulation,
mm-hmm.
To understand physical processes more, to optimize the design of engineering systems, or to really just understand a natural process a little bit better, or play with it and try to predict what happens, for example, with global weather or global climate. For all of that, you need computer simulations now, and we're the people that design the engines in those simulators. So we design the computational algorithms, the mathematical models for these types of simulations.
When we first met today, you kind of mentioned that was one of your real one of your real things that you really enjoy to do is put these models together.
Absolutely love it. We're right at the interface between engineering, mathematics, and computing. We're combining them all together to build these simulation tools, and it's fascinating. No, it keeps me going. Absolutely.
Yeah, and when you were in college, when you first entered college back in, I guess it was the 70s, huh? That stuff wasn't available.
Well, luckily it was the 80s when I entered college. I'm not that old.
All right.
Oh, but I won't hold it against you.
Thank you very much.
Apparently, I look 10 years older. No.
That's very American of you.
That's right. So I started in much more theoretical mathematics.
Yeah,
so,
the computers weren't so prevalent in
absolutely.
That field, right?
And then when I came to Stanford in the early 90s to do my PhD, this computational part of engineering was really growing in importance. And now we're very much part of the landscape. And when, in fact, ICME, this program you just talked about, is getting more and more important. We're attracting very good students who are very, very popular.
I guess it's going to be really needed in the coming years because they're going to need a lot of models to figure out how to deal with this oncoming whatever's coming.
Yeah, exactly. More and more so, actually, because the models that people are trying to build and the processes that they are trying to simulate, like global climate, is incredibly complex.
Sure.
And you cannot just throw that together. You really need to understand how these the mathematical models that you're building and the computational algorithms that you're developing, how they interact and how they behave. And you need to write very efficient algorithms, otherwise we cannot run it. Even though we have very powerful computers, you know, we still need to be smart about the way we put it on the computer.
Now, that's that kind of professor talk I like to
absolutely.
Hear on this show.
Absolutely, yeah.
We got professors in the house. I want to hear that heavy-duty, that $25 words.
Hey, I put in processes and engineering and natural things and computing algorithms, whatever you like, Bert.
That's the director of the new director of the Institute for Computational and Mathematical Engineering here at Stanford. And also, about 3 years ago, you started an internet, it's more than audio, it's video too, right? An internet show, a show on the internet. Called the Smart Energy Show.
Yeah, that's been going on for about 3 years. And I started that because I got very interested in the whole global energy question. You know, I work in energy resources engineering and spent quite a few years working on problems in the oil and gas industry. But I gained an interest in the bigger energy problem and challenge a few years ago, started giving talks about it, and realized that although there is a lot of information out there in the media, we don't, as a university generally, do such a good job at disseminating what we know to the general public, and hence the show. The idea is that I blog on energy issues, but I also interview colleagues, and we have a lot of visitors come through Stanford, and very interesting people who do excellent work and research, and I interview them. We videotape it, and then we put it on the show.
Now, being in the field you're in, and having done work in the oil and gas field, study about that, and then having a show called Smart Energy, do you find that there's resistance by the way things are, to resisting that changeover?
Yeah, of course there is resistance.
Is there?
It's a huge industry. I don't forget, there's billions of dollars invested in.
They bought a
the
lot of politicians,
industry.
Man.
Well, yeah, you can look at it that way. It's just an incredibly strong economic interest, and that comes with a lot of political power, and it's very difficult to change that around. And even if people wanted to, of course, it would take some time to change those systems.
Do you see anywhere in that oil and gas a whole world where they'd be willing to kind of help be part of that cutting edge and try to switch over, you know, use some of that money that they have and that power to try to, do you see any of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the oil industry is always seen as the big bad wolf. And,
right.
And although sometimes they do things that I don't agree with for sure,
right.
You know, there's a lot of goodwill there too.
Is there?
You know, ultimately, they're just a company. You know, they're a commercial company that provide supply for demand that we create.
Yeah.
Right? And so you can blame the oil industry, but ultimately, of course, you need to blame yourself.
Sure, because we're all using oil.
Yeah.
It strikes me so funny because I would think that the oil industry would want to flip it over and say, hey, why don't we become the ones that put up solar energy? And we could own it. And
yeah, they definitely invest in it, not as much as some of the other things that, you know, they work on right now, maybe. But if you look at companies like BP that has a part of it they call BP Solar, so they're
really,
you know, they're investing in solar energy. Shell used to be very strong in wind energy, not so much anymore compared to some of the other companies that have come up, and mm-hmm. they did a lot of solar energy as well, not as much now as they did a few years ago. So it goes up and down a little bit with the market, but they're all investing heavily, and they have in alternative liquid fuels, which is no surprise, of course.
What would that be, hydrogen?
No, ethanol, for example. You know, they do a lot of that. Now, don't always agree with that direction, but they're definitely exploring this market. But don't forget, the energy market is huge. And if we're moving more and more into renewable energy, there is a buck to be made. Yeah.
What excites you about the future as far as energy goes?
Oh, there's so much to look forward to there. I try to stay very positive, and I am positive. The technology is there for us to supply a lot of our energy needs in alternative ways.
Without
killing ourselves completely, you know, entirely. Solar energy, wind energy are really big players. Wind energy is growing still. Solar energy, I really think, is the ultimate solution. And the nice thing about this day and age is that we're on the cusp, I think, of a real solar energy revolution. I strongly believe that we are, and I also really want to push for this. I think we're going in the right direction. It may be too little right now. Some people say it's too little, too late, but I just try to look at it very positively. We are moving, and new solar energy farms are being built. And we're not the only one pushing for this. Asia is pushing for it very strong.
Well, China's in it real heavy,
China
isn't it?
China is very heavily investing in this very heavily. And even though it's not nice for us because of the competition, I think for the world that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Our guest today, Margot Gerritsen, and she's involved in the Department of Energy Resource Engineering here at Stanford, and the new director of the Institute for Computational Mathematical Engineering, and brought some wonderful music today. And why don't we talk about that? Why don't we get back to the music now?
Sounds good.
Not talk too much, because you brought some great music. What do you got up next?
Oh, I've got Right Said Fred with I'm Too Sexy, which is one of my very favorite songs ever.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I'm too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. Little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat.
The band is Right Said Fred, and it's I'm Too Sexy, right? Is that it, Margo?
That's it.
And it, I think it was on a TV commercial of some sort, and that's why it got so popular in America, or so well-known. Because you said you have students that know about that song.
They know about the song, and I thought I was old enough to...
Yeah, because it came out about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, it's been a long time, yeah.
Definitely.
I love it, though. It's there's a lot of humor in that song.
Yeah, definitely. You have a special tune that's real short, and you have a little setup for it.
That's right. This is a band that I think is amazing. The band is called Dead Can Dance, and they've got
Dead what?
Dead Can Dance.
Dead Can Dance.
Can Dance.
The Dead Can Dance.
That's right. And the album is called Into the Labyrinth, and this is just a 1 minute. Quick little song, but the music on this album is out of this world.
Let's check it out.
Tell me. shoes, dive in the empty ocean.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? Go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the night. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other.
Time goes by so fast. Isn't radio time just like dog years?
leave that
up to you. See, it didn't hurt a bit. It's all over now.
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't as painful as I thought it would be. No.
Margot Gerritsen has been our guest for the hour, and I've said it enough where she came from, what department she's in, playing hooky from class today. Oop, did I say that?
No, I'm not.
You're doing
some important
work.
Serious professor, absolutely.
That's right. Class is going on, and then you got meetings today, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Every day.
You're the director of the Institute for Computational and Mathematical Engineering. You have to be busy.
I'm really important.
No, I want to tell you how much how much we appreciate you coming over, because, I mean, you don't really have time for this, do you?
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, I hear you. We really appreciate it. Who did we hear from right there, Margot?
Just now it was U2 with one of my favorite songs from that fantastic band. And then before that was the Dave Matthews Band with Dive In.
And there was something just before that, too. I guess we played...
Then we played Dead Can Dance with this little Saldek song.
That's right. That Canadian band, the Dead Can Dance.
That's right. Unbelievably beautiful.
Definitely. Mm. You have a deep appreciation for music. You should probably have a radio show around here at some time. So when you get not so busy, come on back.
It'll be my next career.
Yeah, we'll get you on the air.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I just want to help promote again your internet show. It's video and audio. You podcast it. Right now, you're not doing new shows, but you got about 3 years worth in the can?
3 years worth in the can, and we're working on revamping it, and so we'll be live again pretty soon.
It's at www.smartenergyshow.com, and it's all about smart energy, and Margot's the host, and you have a producer, and you've gone all over the world with that, and it's all about smart energy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are we going to go out with, Margot?
We're going to go out with a song from the movie Wheel Rider, composed by Liza Jarrett, and the song is called Biking Home.
Great. Thanks so much for showing up.
Thanks, Bert, for having me.
All right.